broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning, and welcome to our worship service. Thank you for those who have helped with the chairs. Thank you for those who helped to contribute to pay for the chairs. And more help is requested. For example, there'll be some cardboard to be broken down and hauled away to recycling. Chairs to be hauled down stairs to the fellowship hall, and then old chairs to be removed. We may keep some, if there's any worth keeping, or, you know, we'll figure that out. But anyway, some help, more help is needed. Plus, there's more to be assembled. I know it takes time to take all the wrapping off and assemble each one. So again, thank you for those who've helped to do that. We're going to have a little blessing and rededication and an open house for our newly renovated sacristy, the room that's back here that only a few get to see. There's some pictures posted of what it looked like before, which is fun to see. It's kind of hard to really, unless you've been there, hard to imagine. But anyway, so we'll do that at the end of the service. I'll invite you to come up and we'll do kind of single file through this side door. At the beginning of the service, I will stand up there and do a prayer, a blessing, and rededication. I don't have the printed order for everybody, but at the time I say, "Our help is in the name of the Lord," your proper response is, "Who made heaven and earth?" And then I'll say, "The Lord be with you," and you respond, "And also with you." So we'll do that in a little bit. Let's see, hymns. Let me make sure that we direct your attention to the hymns, especially those listening on the radio or watching on streaming. The service today is Divine Service Setting 1, beginning on page 151. The opening hymn is 709, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." The hymn of the day, 644, "The Church's One Foundation." During distribution, we'll sing 642, "O Loving Bread from Heaven." 625, "Lord Jesus Christ, Life-Giving Bread." 610, "Lord Jesus, Think on Me." Our closing hymn, 711, "Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us." And use your ribbons to mark those ahead of time. Also grab that yellow insert so you can sing along the introit and the gradual and follow the readings. Let's see. Sermon help with notes from Kenneth Mars, Reverend Kenneth Mars. And I think that's all my announcements. So let me go up here and we'll do a blessing and rededication of our newly renovated sacristy. Please stand. Beloved in the Lord, the psalmist declares, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Since the Lord has taught us in his holy word that all things are holy when sanctified by the word of God in prayer, it is fitting that we bless and sanctify the sacristy to be a place where God's will is done and his name is glorified. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, in your mercy, you invite us to come to you in your house to receive your loving gifts of word and sacrament for the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for allowing us this sacristy as a space to prepare for the divine service and for allowing us to refresh and renew it to better serve you and those who gather to receive you at Zion. We now rededicate and reconsecrate the sacristy to your glory. The Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless this sacristy and all who use it to prepare for service in your sanctuary to your people. Amen. You may be seated for our opening hymn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We allow a time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the intro. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Heavens with clouds, he prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food, and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. is the feast. Is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God? This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, blessing, and glory are His. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God, and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, though we do not deserve your goodness, still you provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your gifts, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament is from Jeremiah chapter 23. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who care for my people, you have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for your evil deeds, declares the Lord. Then I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will set shepherds over them who will care for them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall any be missing, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the yellow insert and sing the gradual. The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 2. Remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments and ordinances that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who are far off, and peace to those who are near, for through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. We stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish, and those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated as we sing together our hymn of the day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Whenever you have a celebration, a party, there's food involved, typically good food that is not just to sustain you, but enjoyable food to celebrate, to enjoy whatever you're celebrating, and so you're going to have a delicious food. And when you have an especially big celebration with this food, you call it a feast, perhaps. At least that's what we know from Scripture. They would have these feasts. Well, in today's gospel, we're introduced to a feast, but it's kind of in an unusual, unexpected place, and it involves the just basic bread and fish. Jesus, in this desolate place, feeds 5,000 men. And it appears to be a simple meal, you know, the bread, the fish, but it's actually this celebration of the foretaste of the feast to come in God's kingdom. Now, to back up a little bit, the disciples had been sent out by Jesus, and they had been out proclaiming his word and casting out demons and watching these amazing things. When they come back, well, they're still really busy. They don't have time to eat and to rest. And he's filling them in on what's been going on, but he wants them to rest. And so he says, come away by yourself to a desolate place and rest a while. So they get into the boat, and they cross the Sea of Galilee, and they sail to a quiet place on the shore of the sea, a place where they can rest and get away. The crowds, they see what's going on, and they start gathering, you know, from all the towns, and gathering where they see they're going to go, and when they arrive, they're there. There's this great crowd of people waiting for them. And as it says in the gospel, when Jesus went ashore, he saw the great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. So Jesus has this great compassion for this crowd of people. They're like sheep without a shepherd. He begins to teach them. That's how his compassion is demonstrated, this need. And this is the compassion of our Lord. And you see, he's not too busy. He's not distracted. And that's the way he is with us too. He's never too busy or distracted to take care of us and to take care of our needs. And he has compassion on us as well. And so his compassion moves him to take care of the crowd. As their so-called shepherds, the shepherds of Israel, we would call them, the people like Herod and the scribes, Pharisees, the lawyers, the Sadducees, well, they haven't been good shepherds. They haven't been teaching rightly God's word. They haven't been bringing them strength in the promises, strength to have confidence in God's promises as we do have them in Scripture. And so they're wandering like sheep, and they're easy prey. They're easy prey to predators, the devil, the world, their sinful flesh, to go into sin and to despair and false hope, hoping not in the promises of God, but other things. So Jesus has compassion on them. He began to teach them many things. And Jesus is God in the flesh, speaking, human, speaking into their ears, giving them peace. This is our Lord, Jesus, God made flesh, and he's the one in whom, the only one, through whom we have access to God. Now, Jesus is reigning supreme, ruling over everything, but he's also coming to us, and he does this through the means that he appointed, his tangible means. He does it through his word, the spoken word, the written word. He does it through holy baptism, the simple water with the word. He does it through the words of absolution, through the office of ministry especially, Christ's authorization, you're forgiven your sins, as you hear that in your ears, and also through the means of the body and blood, through the simple bread and wine as he commissioned it. This is where God in Christ is present with us through somewhat ordinary, common means, elements. And yet this is his compassion for us, caring for us. Now, the disciples, they're all for the compassion of Christ, but they're concerned about how this is going to go. You know, they see a lot of people and in a desolate place. It's getting late. His disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place. The hour is now late. Send them away and go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." Seems like a practical way to address this big crowd, since they didn't see the means that they had amongst themselves. But essentially what they're telling Jesus is to scatter the flock and let them fend for themselves. And so there's a difference that we observe between Jesus and his 12 disciples. The disciples tell Jesus, send the crowds away and take care of themselves. You know, we're not going to do it. But Jesus has a different command. You take care of it, he tells these 12. Well, they're concerned. Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat? I mean, that's a lot of money, a denarii, a day's wage, so more than half a year for your average worker. Jesus responds calmly, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." So they see, and they find 5 loaves and 2 fish. With these ordinary, simple gifts, Jesus shows his compassion for the crowd again. All 5,000 men are fed, and they're satisfied. There's no running out of food. Even though the place is desolate, food is a basic necessity for the body, for life. And this is Jesus, the eternal Son of God, and he takes time and effort to satisfy the most basic need. Jesus is the divine Son of God in human flesh, and he will die on the cross to relieve sin's impact on everyday human existence, on disease, on hunger, on thirst, on nakedness, as well as sin's eternal effects. Sometimes we may think that Jesus only takes care of the spiritual problems. He's only concerned with those, you know, the forgiving of sins and comforting our afflicted conscience. But Jesus is concerned for the whole person, body and soul. They're one. God made us body and soul one together. And in the gospel, we're reminded that the Lord's compassion is over our physical and spiritual needs. We don't have to separate them. And we see how Jesus takes care of the body and soul in the feeding of the 5,000. After arranging them on green grass, which may draw us to Psalm 23, you know, those who know this psalm. So he's arranging them on the green grass and in a very orderly manner, you know, the groups of hundreds and fifties. Jesus takes the bread and fish. He looks up to heaven and says a blessing. He breaks the bread and gives it to the disciples so that they may distribute to the crowd. This probably sounds familiar. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples. And said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." So when Jesus takes, blesses, breaks, and gives the bread and fish to the crowd, he's foreshadowing his supper. He's foreshadowing what will occur later in his ministry. And so receiving the body and blood of Christ, well, it's more than just remembering what he did. It's the compassion of Christ. And it does come directly into our bodies, into our souls. And it is a feast, a divine feast. It's Jesus himself, his precious body and blood. It's present, and it's for our eternity. It is forgiveness of sin. It is life. It is salvation. And Jesus promises to sustain our bodies in our temporal lives. He also promises to raise our bodies in the resurrection on the last day so that we can live with him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness in both body and soul. Now, the supper is a pledge. It's a promise of the earthly pledge and a promise of earthly strength and also of forgiveness here, as well as assurance of that glorious resurrected body on the last day. So we feast and we regularly receive this in our wanderings here, and it's a foretaste of that feast to come in Christ's kingdom. Isaiah talks about heaven as a feast of the richest foods and the best wine. And John, and in the book of Revelation, refers to heaven as a marriage feast, as the wedding of Christ and his bride, the church. And so the Lord, he supports our body and soul now, and he's certainly going to do it on the last day as well. So what we do when we celebrate Holy Communion in our divine service, it's like a sample, an experience of the full and complete feast on the last day. We gather in small, orderly groups. We do have our small, orderly group here at Zion, as there are others, you know, around the kingdom of God, around the world. And, well, we're also hungry. We're hungry for the Lord, for his teaching, for his grace. And so we gather to receive these gifts that he has given for us out of his compassion. And we see in Mark chapter 6 a pattern for life in the church of Christ. Even, you know, today, I, as your pastor, am your under-shepherd, and so gather Christ's sheep around his table to receive his love and his compassion through simple words, bread, and wine. And our needs are often provided by Christ through unlikely means. Certainly 5 loaves and 2 fish fed those 5,000 men. But more amazing than the miracle, which the crowd doesn't seem to know about in this account, well, more amazing than that is the compassion that leads to the miracle. Our Lord says, just bring what's here and I'll use it, right? Those disciples, just bring what's here. I'll use that. When you think you're too small to make a difference in our community or in our world, remember that Jesus' compassion overrules our reasoning, our logic. We think, we're too small, too insignificant to matter to God, but no, Jesus' compassion overrules that. He uses us, what we have, what we bring to him. He says, bring what you have here to me, and he'll take us, and he'll bless us, and he'll break us for his purpose, and then give us to the world for the benefit and for the salvation of many in both body and soul. It is Jesus' compassion that matters most. So receive the compassion of Jesus in body and blood, body and soul, through his feast. With him, there's always enough to go around. There's enough compassion, enough forgiveness, enough of Jesus for every hungry mouth and heart. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Together, we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, for your compassion shown in Christ Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep and the righteous Son of David. Keep us trusting at all times in your right hand, in whom true satisfaction is found. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God of Israel, you promised to set caring shepherds over the sheep of your pasture. Drive away deceitful shepherds who scatter your flock and gather your sheep into your heavenly kingdom by the hands of pious and faithful men whom you send in your name. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' compassion for the crowd, he provided bread and fish until all had eaten their fill and were satisfied. Give us our daily bread according to your will. Help us to use the gifts that you have given us to care for those who are hungry and in need. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly King, you provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us good government and faithful rulers, while reminding us always that all provision comes from you. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, for your constant care and all we need to support this body and life. Attend to those in need among us, especially Jeff, Dan, Ben, Lewis, Arlene, Marlis, Tim, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Arlene, Michael, Mark, Nancy, Jesse, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Ben, Jeff, and the families of Fred Littlefield and Nancy Sarar. Free them from dismay and fear by the certainty that Christ is their righteousness. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, your Son once set a feast in a desolate place, miraculously multiplying loaves and fish to feed a multitude. Through the miracle of the Holy Supper, he continues to bless and give us a heavenly feast, his very body and blood for our forgiveness. Give us faith as we meet him at his table, that we may greet him always as the Lord, our righteousness. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks to you, O Lord, that you have made us fellow citizens with the saints in light. Keep us in the true faith for as long as you preserve us in this world, that we would hopefully and eagerly await the day when we stand in your presence with them through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is gathered. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and gives us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
This is the very body of our Lord and Savior.
thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.